Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Evolution is more than a theory. It is a fundamental scientific principle.
You know, there's a scientific term for that.
It's called baloney.
We are so stupid that we think that just because telephones and computers and cars are intelligently designed, that means we are too. Well, we're not.
I don't trust that Richard Dawkins.
In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth is the only logical explanation, unless you don't want to believe in science and logic.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
It's a glorious day. Going to do what we always do, and hopefully along the way you will be encouraged to do the same thing, and that is find yourself a fishing hole, find yourself a ministry, and I would even dare to say maybe it doesn't even need to be this overt, if you will. Walking out and talking to strangers. Okay, I understand you're not ready for that, but figure out what you are ready for. By the way, I'm not ready for it either, just so you know. If you think that walking out here and doing this is like, well, Friel just seems to be able to do it, no problem. It is a problem. It's hard. I mean, you just don't know what you're going to run into or who you're going to run into. And you can get shut down. And isn't it amazing? How many times have I been shut down? Plenty. And yet, it's still, there's something about it that just makes you kind of, which is why I think Paul, and at least two occasions that I can think of in his epistles, which means I can't remember which book it is, asked for courage so that he would speak as he ought. It was scary for him sometimes to do it. I mean, way more scary for him than for us. We typically don't get beat up, shipwrecked, stoned to death like he did. So he had a whole lot more to lose than we do, frankly, because at least so far in this country, we can get away with this. But he needed courage to do that. Timothy needed courage to do that. I think 2 Timothy, that pretty much was the major theme there, writing to that young man because he was lacking some courage. He was young and he was scared of what was going to happen to him if he preached the gospel. And so Paul had to write to that young man to encourage him. So here's what you got. You've got Timothy, who was scared, who needed encouraging. And Paul, who, it would appear, was scared, and he too needed prayers for encouragement. So you've got one scared guy encouraging another scared guy. That's why we've got to do that for each other. We've got to encourage each other. And I would also suggest sometimes going out in twos is a very good thing. Because when you're, sometimes a little shove is all you need. And the other person can provide that for you. So find your fishing hole. Doesn't need to be Georgia Tech, but maybe it's your Starbucks or it is your local IHOP or whatever. In fact, maybe you just want to start with one person. So right now, think about your town. What's the scenario? What's the setup? Where could you go so that you could witness to just one? And maybe it even gets spread out over a month. Start there. And that is a great start. You don't need to start doing my thing. You need to start doing your thing. Wow. There must be a lot of visitors coming to the campus or on the campus. I think I've witnessed that kid too. How's about that? Because there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of chalk art going on. That's, maybe it's because the rain is finally... Did you like the chalkings? Check out our other events on campus and off camps. And then they give the website. Well, what is going... And then there's a big bumblebee. They've got chalk art all over. And there must be something going on for some reason. Alrighty, so here we are at Georgia Tech. Hopefully, you'll find your place to go. And you'll get doing something. Okay. Let's see if we can... Alright, here's
Like donate to the
I'm sorry, what I liked... What?
I'd like to donate to refugees.
You know what? If you'll tell me that on the radio, what do you want me to donate to? African refugees?
Well, African refugees, meaning we are... Well, one of our teammates, clubmates, actually opened up a... who went out to Kenya to volunteer. And he was working with them, providing them... gave them some aid and stuff like that.
Okay.
And realized that aid's not enough. So he started to... he opened up a sustainability project where he's trying to open up a mill in that refugee camp in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
And basically we are collecting donations to, you know, help provide to build that mill and help them be sustainable.
Sure, that makes a lot of sense. So instead of just giving a handout, you give a hand up, right?
Sure, yeah.
But, I mean, a little cliche, but it kind of works, huh?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Because if you just give somebody money, It doesn't help him get to work and stuff. Well, he just asked me, and you got one in Brazil going on too. Okay, I'll think about giving if you can answer a question for me. Ready? Why should I care about those people in Kenya?
I can answer that.
Oh, you're going to answer it?
Yeah, I started the project.
So. Oh, you started it? Oh,
yeah,
good for you.
Yeah,
okay, okay, tell me, why should I care?
Okay, well, the people in the U.S., we have opportunity that we can, you know, if there's a certain desire that we have to pursue a dream, an educational dream, let's say, coming to school, college or high school, in Kenya, okay, they are in impoverished conditions where they cannot just actively pursue any of our dreams, let's say. And so they are running for their life after the 2007, 2008 election violence that occurred that formed these camps that we are raising money for. And so, you know, they were worried about, you know, losing their life because they're in the opposite tribe. So they can't pursue, you know, the things that
okay,
we don't have.
All good stuff. I want you to back up for me, though. This is kind of a philosophical question.
Okay.
All that's good. We see other human beings suffering. They don't have any opportunities. We'd like to see them have those chances so that they can have a better quality of life.
Yeah.
And we care. But why? Why should I care about those people?
I think we have a responsibility as members of this world that just as we have a responsibility as, you know, our family or friends or anything like that, when we see them struggling, you know, in horrible conditions.
How come? Why do I have a responsibility to a complete stranger 5,000 miles away from me?
Well, I think as people of this universe, I think we should help each other. And when someone else is down and, you know, in a worse off position than you, that you've been given such great opportunity, I think it's great to give back to others who may not have had that opportunity.
Okay, I'm an evolutionist. Okay, here's how I see it.
Okay.
Bummer for them. They're gonna struggle, but this is about survival of the fittest anyway, so I'm fit. I don't care about them. What would you say to that?
I would say that, you know, you're on your own there. I mean, if you don't care about other people, who you just care about yourself, well, there's nothing I can tell you to, you know, want to do anything up for them. Because
is there something wrong with my logic? As an evolutionist, somebody who believes in natural selection, survival of the fittest, isn't it consistent of me to say, I don't care about anybody but me?
I think the basis...
Oh, wait, hold on. Ponder that. I'm sorry, go ahead, young man.
The basis of natural selection is a...
Wow, do your teeth annoy me. They are so white and perfect. How do you make that happen?
Honestly,
that's annoying.
So.
They're like a spotlight. Honestly.
No, I mean.
Well done. Okay, go ahead, dude. So what's the
Well, I mean, since you're talking about natural selection is selection that occurs due to maybe genetics, you know, and it happens on a level that is uncontrollable. You're right. But the fact is, when it comes to natural selection in terms of human population dynamics, we're not doing any form of selection when we just allow them to exist like that. If selection is already ongoing, and regardless of in what condition they are, you know, the differences between us is already evident. And the fact is, just because we believe in natural selection doesn't mean we can use that as an excuse to not.
Why not?
Well,
okay, for instance,
right.
You said it's the selection has been made.
Right.
Okay, the selection's been made.
Well, selection's already occurring, not been made.
Okay, so.
And it's in terms of genetics,
chance.
Not about, you know, not.
Well, it's
in
also
terms
position.
Of,
there they are.
Okay, sure, yeah.
They've got less. Why do I care? Why should I monkey around with natural selection?
Well, you're not monkeying around with natural selection. I mean, what I'm trying to point out is that by helping them out, you're not changing anything about natural selection. You're
sure
just,
I am.
You know, you're just allowing them to exist in a world that will allow them, you know, to survive.
Actually, I'm actually helping them compete against me. I want to make sure I can
survive. But you said it yourself, sir, that they are 5,000 miles away. They have no chance of competing against you.
Sure,
and
they do.
Even if they come,
global
even
economy.
If we help them out. Yeah, so exactly. That's the reason why we help them, because it's that global economy that we want to not, you know, not make them not just compete with us, but help them sustain. Because at this point, they're not at a level that they will be ready to compete with us. They don't have food. They don't have clothes. They don't have areas to live in. And what we're trying to do is not make them, you know, not...
So you want me to be compassionate?
Well, yeah. Basically, that's our project. And that is one of the essential points that we...
I think what I've heard you say is I should be compassionate, because if I help somebody 5,000 miles away...
Uh-huh.
It might affect the global economy and affect me in a positive way.
Well, what I meant to say was that.
No, that's true.
That's very true.
It could happen.
I'm sort of playing kind of an international gamble. Give a little something to them, and maybe they'll come back to me, and somebody will be nice to me someday.
Could happen. I mean, you could have cheaper products that promoting agriculture or different industries in these African countries.
So for selfish reasons, I should help.
You could for that.
All right. Okay.
I mean, indirectly, you know, promoting business and, you know, what we're doing is, you know, helping other people. The Vermilion Mill Project is helping people get back to...
All right, because we got to scoot. Tell everybody, do you have a website? Here it is, right here.
Yeah.
Geosites.com/...
Don't worry about it. It's GTSMRC.com.
GTSMRC.com.
Right.
All right, and people can look it up if they want to. Gentlemen, I appreciate the chat. Thank you very much. All right. All righty. There you go. I should be compassionate because I'm selfish. Uh-huh. That's moralism right there. And without Christianity, without responding to God's kindness to us, I have no reason but selfishness to get involved in any program like that. Whether it's PBS, whether it's a cancer drive, whether it's feeding the hungry, it's mere moralism. It's Witness Wednesday, and this is Wretched Radio.
You know those really big questions you get when your kid comes home from college? You know the ones about whether God exists, if the Bible can be trusted, why there's evil in the world, or what's wrong with everyone else's view on sexuality? Yeah, those. Road Trip to Truth doesn't dodge them. This resource is hosted by John Ferbarez, and it goes straight to college campuses and talks to students who are asking these very same questions. But it doesn't just stop there. No, no. Then there are the experts that give the real answers, with topics like science and faith, pornography, social media and mental health, critical race theory, marriage, eternity, and that's not even the half of it. If you have teenagers, this is the stuff they need to hear before the world gives them its version. And if you don't have teenagers, you'll still learn something. Road Trip to Truth, all four seasons available right now on Fortis Plus for free. Download it now where you download apps on your smartphone, your smart TV, or just simply go to fortisplus.org.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Beautiful campus. All of the athletics and activities that you've come to expect from universities. But it's more than that. The academic programs are most excellent, preparing students for the future. The Washington Post just said, number 6 for preparing students for the real world. All that plus... The Masters University isn't woke, and it is thoroughly biblical. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
History is full of kings, and every single one of those kings, well, they're gone now. Except one. One king continues to reign, and Exalt the King with Todd Friel is a weekly podcast about that very king. Todd is the pastor of Alpharetta Bible Church, and every single week he takes a passage of scripture and he preaches it the way it was meant to be preached, until you can see Jesus in all of his beauty and glory. And Todd will be the first to tell you, he's after more than just your attention. He preaches to stir your heart, because a king this glorious deserves to be loved, and a heart that loves him follows him gladly. So come and hear for yourself what happens when the Word of God lifts Christ up where he belongs. Exalt the King with Todd Friel. There's a new episode every week wherever you listen to podcasts or on FortisPlus.org.
Know your Church Fathers. Hippolytus was perhaps the most important theologian of the 3rd century. He wrote a 10-volume book called Refutation of All Heresies, which catalogued and criticised hundreds of pagan philosophies, Gnostic teachings, and Christian heresies. Hippolytus was exiled and died a martyr under the Roman Empire. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
It's Witness Wednesday at the campus of Georgia Tech. Kids everywhere, and I'm wondering, I don't know the statistic, I'm not George Barna. I wonder how many kids thanked God today for their education. I wonder, as I walk by the student union here, I wonder how many of the kids who are noshing down on a sandwich or a salad with special green nuts. Everything is green these days. Oh, you got to hear this. You'll love this. We're driving in, doing the carpool, listening to NPR, and they're doing their little fundy-thon still asking for money, although I thought they were supported by you and me already anyway. At any rate, the announcer said, and don't forget, you can now give green by giving online. Yeah, that's green, all right, because making those computers in Silicon Valley, I'm sure that's completely green, not to mention the electricity that it takes. I'm sure it's completely green giving online. Oh, what a deceptive movement the green movement is, isn't it? We are here at Georgia Tech, gonna talk to the kids and witness to the kids. And incidentally, if you would listen to that little chat that we had with those two guys who are trying to raise money to help people out in Africa, which I think is a wonderful thing, but I think it's a wonderful thing only if you're a Christian, because without a transcendent purpose in a response to a gracious God, giving to somebody in Africa is anti-natural selection. It's anti-evolutionary. It is not in my benefit at all. I should be saving up my shekels, hoarding them. In fact, frankly, if they would die, that would be better for me if I were an atheist. But these people, by simply being out here doing good works, anytime there's an atheist organization doing something good, assuming, of course, they're not just in it for the cash and they're devious, anytime that a non-Christian organization is doing something, they have, first of all, no reason that they can give to people to give. Second of all, they have simply become a moralistic outfit. All they're doing is telling you you should do this or pulling on your heartstrings to do this, and they've got no reason for us to do that without Christianity. Once again, the only worldview that makes sense completely when you try to put all of your philosophies together is Christianity. All right, enough of that. I'm here at Georgia Tech. So I'm going to walk up to a guy who appears to be eating a slice of pizza. Now, I am not sure that he bowed his head and said a prayer, giving thanks to God. How patient is God? All of the classes around here that are being taken. Wait a second, I'm going to get sidetracked. All the classes around here that are being taken. Does anybody say thanks for the food? Oh, the patience he has and had with me. Hey, young man, you look like you're having kind of a lazy stroll. Can I talk to you on the radio on your way to wherever you're going?
Sure.
Cool. What's your first name?
Kevin.
Kevin, it's nice to meet you. What are you studying here at Georgia Tech?
Management.
Management. Who do you want to manage?
It's not so much management, but more like finance is what I got a concentration in, so something in finance.
So you're a numbers cruncher.
Yeah, I guess I kind of like look at like the market and stuff. Not so much the analytics part of it, I guess.
You want to be an investor?
Yes.
So you're a capitalist, is what you are.
Yeah.
Really? Where do you get that worldview?
I don't know. I guess kind of just you work hard and
think it's better than socialism.
Yes.
How come?
If you work hard and make as much money as you can, you get to keep it.
Yeah. What do you want to do with that money when you make it? What are you going to do with it? What's the Kevin plan?
I don't know. Just keep making more and...
For what end?
I don't know.
Just enjoy life?
Yeah, have a good life. And
you're an Epicurean then.
I mean, if I've got extra, you can give it, charities and give it to other people who need it.
What charity would you give it to?
I don't really have one in mind. I guess one comes along, that's good.
Okay, did you see that group right there? They're trying to start up wells in Africa and Brazil and do nice things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And I asked them the same question. I'll ask you that question. Why would you care about people, and why would you want to give some of your hard-earned money away to people you don't know?
Well, I mean, if they're struggling and they can't make money for themselves, and if I'm in the position to where I can help them, I would want to help them. I wouldn't want to... Just because I don't know them doesn't mean I want to not help them.
But why do you want to help them? Where does that altruistic, compassionate feeling come from?
I don't know. I guess maybe just the way I was raised, just trying...
How were you raised?
Help people if you can.
Yeah? Why? Were you a religious home?
Yeah. I grew up a Catholic.
Catholics. Are you Catholic today?
Yeah. I mean, I'm still Catholic. I mean, I don't go to church as much as I should, but...
How much should you go to church?
You're supposed to go. You know, they say you go every Sunday, and so, you know, I don't get there as much as I should.
Mm-hmm.
I still pray and still follow the general guidelines, I guess.
The Ten Commandments?
Yeah, try to.
Yeah? How you doing?
I'm all right.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you told any lies this week?
Yeah, probably.
Uh-oh.
But you can always go confession, so...
All right, hold on. Before we get to confession... Okay, so you've told lies this week. Have you stolen anything this week?
No, I don't think I've stolen anything.
Has God been first in your life all week?
Not so much. Probably not.
All right, get ready. This is going to get a little trickier. How's the adultery doing?
Oh, it's good.
Looking with lust?
All right.
No purse. Any murder?
No, I haven't murdered anybody.
Have you been angry at anybody?
Yeah, I'm sure I've been probably... At one point today, or this week.
Just today.
Not today, I was just...
But it's early today, so there's time to get angry. Okay. So, dude, you've broken all the commandments that I mentioned. You're not doing good at all.
I guess not if you look at it like that.
Uh-huh. How should I look at it?
I guess you're looking at it good.
Okay.
I guess I'm skewed a little bit.
Okay, so as a Catholic, you're breaking all those commandments. So if you died, what's going to happen to you? How is God going to judge Kevin?
I hope kindly.
Yeah?
Nicely.
Yeah? What do you think he should do? If you've broken all the laws just today, even the murder business...
Hopefully, I mean, he wouldn't be... They're not too big a deal, or it's not, like, terrible. I haven't murdered anybody, so...
Okay, right now, we're walking up these stairs. You trip, you hit your head against the concrete, you're done. You're dead. What do you think? Heaven or hell for you, Kevin?
Well, hopefully not hell. Hopefully he can let me repent and, I guess, what is purgatory?
Uh-huh. Let's say there is no purgatory. It's heaven or hell. It's an either-or deal. Good place, bad place. Reward, punishment.
Reward?
You think so?
Yeah, hopefully. What radio station is this for?
Suddenly this got a little bit more intense, did it?
Yeah.
It's called Wretched Radio.
Ah, okay.
Ah. Why do you say ah?
Oh, there's Wretched Radio, I guess it's kind of...
Telling?
Yeah.
Do you think you're wretched?
From your point of view, probably.
No. Not my point. I'm not your judge. I'm not trying to judge you. No. From the Bible point of view, what do you think?
I guess I've started thinking about, though, you got two ways of looking at the Bible, where you got the literal, where a lot of people look at it literally, and other people, I guess, try and use it as... The whole parables that Jesus used.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you look at it literally, it's pretty rough.
Meaning?
Where, like you were saying, you know, when you're saying you steal anything or you're angry at somebody, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
All that stuff, I mean, it's pretty intense.
Yeah, it is. Especially like the lusting, the thought life.
Yeah,
what's going on behind closed doors.
Yeah.
It's intense. You're right. I agree with you. So, if God is a just judge... And he does it by the letter. You die. What should he do with you?
I guess if it literally like the old school testament, I guess you're going to hell.
Yeah.
But hopefully not. Hopefully, you know, they say that he's forgiving and he loves everybody. So.
I'm going to be a little sarcastic here. So hang in there with me, okay?
We should probably get on that.
Yeah. So we don't get killed.
Yeah,
especially in the middle of this conversation, it's not good at all.
No.
Okay. Here's I'm going to be sarcastic, so don't get mad at me, okay?
No.
Here's what I think you just said, Kevin. I think you just said that you really like Jell-O pudding, especially the chocolate with the vanilla mixed in, not so much the tapioca pudding. That's what I think you just said.
Okay.
Because I don't take you literally.
Okay.
You're going, what are you talking about? You understood exactly what I was saying to you, pal.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I meant to say. Same thing is true with the Bible.
Yeah.
It just says what it says, and that's the way we understand it. Just like you and I are talking, and we understand what we're talking about. You can't take statements in the Bible like God being the just judge of all the world and say, well, it doesn't really mean that, because it just does.
Mm-hmm.
It's just straightforward. This is what God thinks. All right, so Kevin, tell me. I don't know. When was the last time you went to, like, an Easter service?
Last Easter.
Last Easter.
Whenever I'm with my family, usually when I end up going to church.
Sure. Okay, let me ask you, when was the last time you read your Bible by yourself?
High school.
Wow.
Yeah, probably.
And how many years have you been here at Georgia Tech?
Four.
So it's been four years since you've read the Bible? Really?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, again, I'm not your judge.
Oh, yeah.
But if I were just looking at that and going, a guy who says that he's a Christian, hasn't read his manual for 4 years? Wow. I'd be dubious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
Yeah. If I asked you, is God the number one affection in your life, how would you answer?
Right now, I mean, I wouldn't want to say, but I'd probably just say no.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to lie about it, so.
No. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Sit tight for it. Where are you? How far are you?
I would eventually like to get to the back to the point where he would be. But I guess I'm kind of
busy.
Stumbling. Busy.
Yeah. Getting involved in stuff. All right. How far are you walking?
Pretty much here.
Right? All right. Hold on 1 second. We'll finish this up, but I got to do the commercial deal. All right. We'll be back in just a second with Kevin. We are. Oh, wow. We're at the stadium. Is that where we're going?
Yes.
Are you an athlete?
Yes.
What do you do?
Football.
What position do you play?
I'm a punter.
Oh, you're a punter?
Yeah.
Because, dude, I think I might have more meat on my bones than you.
Usually, yeah.
All right. Back in a moment on Wretched Radio.